Eis always means at least a tefach. For the Gemara v'yema ki ate devar yuchni, media means a very big face. There's a big bird. Rashi says var yuchni oiv godelu, a tremendously big bird. Umebcheres, the Gemara Mecheres says aminim that pam achas etilo bar yuchni beitza. Once she laid an egg, bim kaimenu. The tova shishim krochim v'shivra shaya rosin. Mamish drowned 60 krochim and knocked down 300 arosin. So that's how big this bird is. So you want to know, Stamen has a face. What? Yeah. Maybe it's a tremendous face. How do you know? So again, the Gemara says, tefasta merubah lo tefasta. Tefasta mu tefasta. Whenever you have a svara, two ways to learn, it's always a svara, take the smaller size, not the biggest size. With the smaller size, for sure, you're guaranteed it's good. The biggest size, maybe it's too big, it's no good. So maybe we say, it says, p'nei ha-kaparis, mashma the kaparis is the same size that you can make a small face, the smallest size you can make is a tefach. For the Gemara, maybe, v'eima ki'afe di tipurta di zuta, maybe it means of a small bird. A small bird's face is even smaller than a tefach. In 1 inch, you could have a small bird's face. And the Gemara, the zuta tuva, it's very small. So how do you know the kaparis is a tefach? Maybe the face could be a small face like a bird. Omar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Huna, that what? Rav Huna learns out, Pnei Gomer. Learns out, Gzeira Shava Pnei. Ksiv Hocho El Pnei Kaparis. Pasuk says on the face of the Kaparis. O Ksiv Hosem, it says in Bereshis, Meyes Pnei Yitzchak Ovid. Says the word Pnei by Yitzchak Avinu. So you see, Pnei means the face of a person. So Mela, here also by the Kaparis is the size of a face of a person, which is at least a tefach. So therefore, we know the height of the kaparis is a tefach. For the Gemara of Neiluf, miponim shomalo. Maybe it means a bigger measurement, like the pasuk says, the ponim of a kodesh baruch hu shomalo. Tehsiv ki rois pnei elokim vatiseni, that you saw the pnei elokim. So it says the word ponim by Hashem also. So about it's much bigger than a tefach. And the Gemara again, that tefasta merubah lo tefasta. Don't grab something too big. Aba tefasta mu tefasta. If you grab something small, that you keep. So Mela, it's a svara pnei, means pnei yodam, which is a tefach. So here the post says, pnei ha-kaparis, the face of the kaparis, mashma the kaparis was a tefach high. So therefore together, it was yutfachim, that's the right, the shechina was lamalam yutfachim in a different rishus. For the Gemara v'nelev mikruv, let's learn out the kaparis from the face of the kruvim itself, mikruv. The post says, el ha-kaparis yiyo pnei ha-kruvim. On top of the kapara should be the pnei, the faces of the kruvim. And Omar Rav Acher by Yaakov, the Gemiri we learned, ain't pnei kruvim chusim a tefach. So it's very good that the pnei kruvim were not smaller than a tefach. So you see, pnei means a tefach. Rashi, pnei lef, the kasha was Rashi, pnei lef, pnei kruvim, the zutrim a tefach. I mean, it was the face of the kruvim was smaller than a tefach. And it says pnei kruvim. The Teretz know that the Pnei Kruvim was also a Tefach. So it's very good. It's still the Shir of a Tefach. We learn out Pnei from a Tefach. For Rav Huna, Namim Yocha Gomer. For Rav Huna also learns out from here. That what? That's only a Tefach. Oh, my Kruv, what does the Kruv mean? Omer Avavua, Karvia. It means like a kid. Shekein Babovo, Kerim, Yenuka, Revia. They call a young child a Revia. So Melo Kruvim also means a young child. So Mel, the face on the kruvim was the face of a young child. Omalei Abayit, so Abayit says, is that true? Elomayativ, so the posuk says, Pnei Yoechot, Pnei Akruv. One face looked like the face of a kruv. O Pnei Asheni, Pnei Odom. And the second face looked like the Pnei Odom. So for Etta Gemara, if you're telling me now the kruv is also the face of a person, of a kid, so they're both the same faces. What are you telling me like two different faces for? For the Gemara, Hainu Kruv, Hainu Odom, it's the same thing. And the Gemara Poshid. True, they're both the face of a person. But Pnei Odom means a big person. And Pnei Akruv means the face of a child. So therefore, they're both the faces. And they're both tak only the size of a tefach. Now, one tefach you can make to look like a face of a child. And one face, the size of a tefach, looks like the face of a person. So Melech Kitza, that's how we know the Kaparis was one high a tefach. And the Oren was 9 tefachim high, together was 10 tefachim, and the Shechina spoke above it, the Shechina was in a different Rishus, that's the riot, 10 tefachim high makes a different Rishus. For the Gemara, Umimai de Chalolo, Asoro, Bar Misichcho, how do you know we say now in the Sukkah, that the Schach has to be 10 tefachim above the ground, that means the hollowness, the air inside the sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. In other words, the frach can't start unless it starts above 10 tefachim. How do you know that? Eima bahadi sikho. Maybe it means with the schach. Like here, learning it out from the kaparis. Here we're saying now the Oren and the kaparis together was yutzvachim. So maybe the sukkah is enough to say that Adi you have schach, and with the schach, like on top of the schach, it's 10 tefachim high, maybe that's called another reshus. How do you know, like we're saying, that the avir, the hollowness inside the sukkah, has to be yutzvachim high? How do you learn it out from the kaparis? The kaparis yutzvachim was with the kaparis. Just like the Oren and the Kaparis was on top of the Oren. Now the Yud Tfachim starts from above the Kaparis. So you see, 10 Tfachim with the covering is called the Rishus. So maybe by a Sukkah also. Maybe the hollowness inside, we don't care how big the hollowness is. The ikkar is that on top of the sukkah, it should be yutvachim. Gemara says, true. From here, this pasuk, you would know that. Elam mi beis elam im gomer. We learn it out from the beis amigdash. The asir of the pasuk is by the beis amigdash. Ve'habayis asher bona amelach shloimoy. L'Hashem. The shloimoy melech built the beis amigdash for Hashem. Shishim ama orkoy. It was 60 amas long. The eskrim rochboy, 20 wide. U'shloishim ama kamosoy, 30 high. That's how tall the beis amigdash was. The pasuk says, "Koymas hakruv echad." How tall was one kruv? Esav biyama, 10 amas tall. V'chein hakruv asheni. V'tanya, ma matzinusak we learned beis elamim that kruvim bishlish habayis heinoimdim. If the kruvim were 10 amas tall and the whole beis hamikdash was 30 amas tall, so it was 1/3 of the height. So the kruvim was 1/3 of the height of the beis hamikdash. That's how it was in the beis hamikdash. Rashi, Shoya Kruvim, Shosa Shloimoy, Oimdim, Beoritz, Araglayim. The Kruvim was standing on the floor. Uchsiv Koimasa Kruv Eser. It was tall 10 Amis. Nimso Kamosa Kolobishlish Goivabayis. The height ended 1/3 of the height of the Beis Hamikdash. Shu Shloishim, because the whole height was 30. So 10 is 1/3. Is Afkan Bemishkan, the same thing in the Mishkan. Keshoya Kruvim, Shosa Moish Alakapuris. We know the Kruvim in the Mishkan was on top of the Kaparis. That the height of the Kruvim ended 1/3 of the height of the Mishkan. Now, what was the height of the Mishkan? Now, Mishkan nami Kruvim b'shlish habayis hein oimdim. In the Mishkan also, the Kruvim reached the height of the Kruvim, reached 1/3 of the height of the Mishkan. Now, Mishkan Kamehavi, how tall was the Mishkan? Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos tall, the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Eser Amos, Erech HaKerish. How tall were the Kroshim, the beams, the woods of the Mishkan? It was 10 Amos high. So the Mishkan was high 10 Amos. Now, Kamehavilu, Shishim Pushchi. Put it into Tfachim, you have 60 Tfachim. Because an Amo is 6 Tfachim, so you have 60 Tfachim. So the Mishkan was 60 Tfachim tall. Now, Talsiya Kam Heaven, how much is 1/3 of that? Eskrim, 20 Tvachim. 20 Tvachim tall is 1/3 of the height of the Mishkan. Now, Pushchu, Dala Sarad Yonah Kaparis. Now, we know the Kruvim that was on top of the Kaparis. So, we know already that the Oren and the Kaparis is 10 Tvachim high. So, now, you have 10 Tvachim, so you have another 10 Tvachim left for the Kruvim. Now, Poshlu Asara, you have another 10 Tvachim left for the Kruvim. The pasuk says, "For hoyu akruvim porshei kinofayim lamala," that the kruvim was spreading out its wings above. Seichim bechanfeyam ala kaparis. Its wings was like a sukkah, was like covering above the kaparis. So kaya rachmona sichcha. The Torah calls the wings schach, and what does it mean above? It was lamala miasaram. The wings were above asaram. Because the Kruvim itself, nor is the head of the Kruv, ended at 10 Tfachim. So the Kruvim went up 10 Tfachim. Now the wings, we're soon going to see, was above the head. So if the wings were above the head, it was above Yud Tfachim. And the Torah, the Pasuk is calling the Kruvim now, the wings of the Kruvim, a schach, was like a schach above the Oren. So if the kaparis, the kruvim itself came up 10 tefachim, and its wings were above 10 tefachim, so it's called this a schach on top of the oren, it's a right to give something a shem schach, it has to be 10 tefachim above it. The hollowness here, the ear has to be yud tefachim. On top of yud tefachim is called a schach. Just like here, the wings of the kruvim is called a sikha, because it was above the kruvim, it was above yuramis, above. How do we know this though? Who told you that its wings was above its head? Like we're saying now, the head of the kruvim ended at yutvachim. Because the Aron and the Kaparos was yutvachim, and the top of the kruvim reached one third of the Mishkan, which had to be 20 tvachim. So the kruvim itself, the head of the kruvim ended at yutvachim. So you're telling me now the wings was above the head. Therefore, you have a raya that a tzchach is called something above yutvachim. Who told you that? Who told you the wings of the kruvim was above its head? Dilma lahadi rishayu kaimi. Maybe it was equal to the same size of its head. The wings were just sticking out the same height of the head. So again, the same thing. It was only yutvachim on top of the wings. But the space between the oren and the bottom of the wings is less than yutvachim. Maybe it's only 9 tvachim. So again, how do we know that our sukkah? It's possible. If you don't have 10 tefachim of avir in the sukkah, maybe no. Maybe it's enough 9 tefachim. Avi, you have 10 tefachim with the schach. Like here, maybe with the wings, it was 10 tefachim. Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov, Lamala Ksiv. The Pesach says clearly that Parsha Kenafayim Lamala. It says that its Kenafayim, its wings, was Lamala, was above the Kruvim. For the Gemara, if so, V'yema de Medlaya Tuva. Then how do you know to say that yutvachim is enough? Who said the wings was just mamas above the head, was just above, that you have a space of exactly yutvachim? That's called a schach. Once it says lamala, maybe it means it was very high. Maybe it's 15 tefachim above. So maybe you're going to have now 15 tefachim to make a schach. And to Gemara, miksiv lamala lamala. So does it say like a double lashon lamala lamala? It says lamala. It says, evahoyu akruvim parsha kenafayim lamala. That's all. Lamala means just above. So the kitzah, the kruvim, the wings were just above its head. So that's the raya. The pasuk here calls it a tzchach, called a sichcha, and we know that it had yutzvachim. So it's a raya. If you have a space, a hollowness of yutzvachim, that's called a tzchach. So that's how we know that the sukkah has to be, the space inside the sukkah has to be at least yutzvachim high. So good. Well, now ha niichal Rav Meir. This whole cheshbon we made so far is only good according to Rav Meir Shita. The Yomer Meir holds that Kol Amos Hoyo Veinunis Beinunis. All the Amos, what they made in the Mishkan, what they made in the Beis Hamikdash, whether the Kelim, whether the Binyan, it was always made out of 6 tvachim. That's called an Amah Beinuni. An Amah Beinuni means 6 tvachim. El Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah Shita is not like that. The Yomer says like this, Amos Shel Binyan Shisha tvachim. When we're holding about Binyan, building something, building the Mishkan, building the Beis Hamikdash, the Amah was 6 tvachim. Aber v'shal kelim chamisha. But the kelim was only 5 tvachim. So Mayik Lameima, what can you say then? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, how high was the whole Oren and the Kaparis? If it goes bus a tvachim of 5 tvachim to an Amah, so the Pot Torah says the Oren was an Amah and a half. So an Amah and a half means 5 tvachim, and another half, 7.5. So the Oren was only 7.5 tvachim tall. The Kaparis is another tefach, so 8.5. 8.5 tvachim, that's how tall the Oren was. Now, the Mishkan itself was made out of 6 tvachim. So the Mishkan itself, we said now, was 60 tvachim high. Now we're saying now the Kruvim ended where? 1/3, 20 tvachim. So the Kruvim now ended at 20 tvachim. How high, how much, and the wings were sticking out, how much was the covering from the top of the Kaparis until the wings? It was 20, down to 8.5, is 11.5. So it comes out now, maybe what's called a sukkah, what's called an oil, only if it's 11.5 amis. Because according to Shita, the whole Kaparis was only 8.5 amis tall. So you have 8.5, and the Kruvim on top was 20 amis tall. So what's called a schach? If you're covering a space 20 amis down to 8.5, which is 11.5 down. So maybe you always have to have a space in the sukkah of at least 11.5 tvachim. How do we know to say from our Mishnah, we all decide is yutvachim? If you're learning it out from the Oren, the Oren, according to Abiyuda, was only 8.5 tvachim tall.
And the kaporos was 20 tefachim tall. So it was 11 and a half. You don't know our whole yisoid for 10 tefachim? El Rabbi Yehuda, the Yama, that Amos shall binyan shish tefachim. The Yama of the Mishkan was 6. It was 60 tefachim tall. V'shel kelim chamisha. But the Aron was only with the cheshbon of 5 tefachim. So Michael and Mema, Aron and Kaporos kam hevelu timne yapalga. It was only 8.5 tefachim tall on top of the Kaporos. Poshul hu, so how much are we missing now from 20? Chad sorry yapalga, 11.5. So Ema suka, maybe suka is only kosher if the schach is above. Ad heve chad sorry yapalga. Maybe the schach always has to be 11.5 amas above the suka. How do we know to say with 10 tefachim it's enough? So Moran says, El Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say, Avada, Hilchos HaGemir Elo. I'll tell you, it's Allah, HaLamosh, Mi Sinai. So you say that a Mechitza has to be Yutfachim, that the Schach has to be Yutfachim above, that's Allah, HaLamosh, Mi Sinai. The Yom Rebbe Chia, the Yom Rebbe Chia Marashi, Om Rav, Shiurim. That we know that Allah of Shiurim, like we'll soon see, how much to eat on Yom Kippur, on a, how much to eat on a regular Yisra of Chazir, how much to carry out on Shabbos, Chatzitin. When you go to the mikvah, what's called a chatzitza? What blocks the water from going on your body? Mechitzin. And the halacha to make a mechitza. These halachas are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not a gzeras kosov in a posik. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai about pair. So me'elu adin here also. That's what we're saying, that the halacha mechitza, that a sukkah, that the mechitza has to be at least yutvachim above. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Enichnami. From sukkah we don't know it. We only know it from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi says, Shiurin, Shel Yisurin, Gain Kezayis, Lechol Achilat Yisra, Kosev Shem Kippurim, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Hilchas Mechitzin, is all Allah L'mashim Sinai. Say Nechlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda then, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Cheshbin, how tall was the Oren, and the Kaparus was only 8.5 Tfachim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say, he argues on Rabbi Yossi's Memra, because the Pasuk says that the Shechina came down on top of the Kaparus, and spoke to Moshe by the Kaparus. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how tall was the Kaparis? It was only 8.5 tefachim tall. So, the Shechina came down 10.5 tefachim. That's mamas called Boris. Rabbi Yossi says the Shechina never came down to this earth. It was always yud tefachim above the ground. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he argues on Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, could be the Shechina does come down to this world. How do we know the site of yud tefachim? It's Allah l'mashim m'sinai. But, Fred Gemara, is this true? Shiurin, Fred Gemara. Shiurin, you want to tell me the shiur of Isurim is Allah L'mosh V'sinai? But the more you're writing in it, it says in the Torah these shiurim. The Pasuk says in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chito Soyre V'Gefen U'Tein Rimon, Eretz Zay Yishem L'Dvash. V'yomer Rev Chonin, Kol HaPasuk Azel L'Shiur Nema. The Pasuk is talking about the Shvach, about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. It's like an extra Pasuk here. It's to teach us that the shiurim of the Torah is totally of these different fruits that come out of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean the shiurim are? That Nemachita says first wheat. What's the shear of wheat? Lebeis HaMeluga. If you go inside the house that has a nega, if the house has a nega and you go inside the house, the Torah says like this. It's not, we learn like this. HaNichnas Lebeis HaMeluga. If a person goes inside a house that has a nega inside the house, the Kalim al Kseifa. And you're not wearing your Kalim, you're only carrying it. Like you're carrying your jacket on your back. The sandal of a tabasa biyodai. You're holding your shoes and your rings in your hand. You're not wearing them, you're only holding them. Then the locker is, Hu v'hein tamei miyad. As soon as you walk into the house, right away you're tamei and the kelim are tamei. What about how you lovish kelim? Let's say the suit that you're wearing.